morning and welcome to Morning Drive here on this Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bob Heck here with you. This show is pre-recorded. I only tell you that because some of you might have tuned in to get my take on the Super Bowl, but it hasn't happened yet in the time frame that we are recording this. I'm actually in sunny Florida on vacation on a golf trip as this airs, so I'm pretty excited about that. But we got some great guests today. We have Kathy Jo Grover and David Adkins from Berkshire Theater Group. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
We are so happy to be here. Thank you.
All right. So let's talk about BGG Plays coming up Saturday at the Colonial Theater. The Magic Treehouse show will be happening.
Yes, February 14th at 2 p.m.
Yeah, tell us about that show, and then we'll get more into how you do auditions and how you get cast for that show.
Absolutely. Well, BTG Plays, our education program at Berkshire Theater Group, is very happy and proud to partner with Magic Treehouse team, Mary Pope Osborne and Will Osborne, who have been great supporters of our program, and every year we are reaching and impacting nearly 9,000 students in Massachusetts, Vermont, New York, and Connecticut. We have two casts that go out every Friday, or a cast that goes out on alternating Fridays. And we go to schools and we put on these really fabulous, wonderful, historically informative, scientifically informative, and fun plays for kids to enjoy. And the Magic Treehouse team provides books for all of the kids that we perform for. And it's really just a wonderful, wonderful experience for our community and the communities that we impact across these states.
And
beautiful. Wow.
Now, at the Colonial Theater this Saturday, there's a performance, right?
So this Saturday, Valentine's Day, I believe,
yes,
on the 14th at 2 p.m., we will be performing Showtime with Shakespeare, which Kathy Jo has directed. And we will also have special guests. Mary Pope Osborne and Will Osborne will be in attendance at 1 o'clock. From 1 o'clock to 1:45, they will be signing books.
Yay.
And it'll be a chance for families and kids to meet Mary Pope, and because she's really the shining star in a lot of ways.
Yes. No story, no show.
Exactly. That's right. So, and it's this Saturday, and we're really looking forward to it and being part of 10 by 10 Upstreet Festival. Yeah. It's like having this festival in February is such a harbinger of spring and
hope
and hope,
yeah, no,
and warmer temperatures and all the good things that the arts are all about in Berkshire County.
Now, talk to me about how, because it's kids who are performing in these shows.
Yes, primarily.
How do you find the cast? How does that whole thing work?
So we do auditions like we do with pretty much everything that we cast. It is a different ask in terms of what we're asking from the kids. So and it isn't all kids. There are some college students. There is one person who's graduated from college in the cast. But some of them are 13, 14 years old, middle school kids. They have to understand the commitment up front, because it is missing a day of school every other week for pretty much the whole school year. And some of the mornings are very early and cold in the process, as I'm sure you know. So then they come in and we have them do what we have pretty much any group of auditionees do, which is to sing a little and to read from the script and to get an idea of, you know, where they would fit. Yeah,
and we have an audition announcement that goes out mm-hmm. every year. It's important to remember, though, a lot of the participants, not all by any means, but a lot of our participants in Showtime with Shakespeare, our performers, our actors, have grown up in our
yes.
program. We have kids who have done 15 or 20 plays with us
yeah.
by the time they graduate from high school. So many of the ones who will be joining us, for instance, with our James and the Giant Peach, uh-huh. which is coming up, which we will soon be having auditions for. That is a younger group of young actors who will be joining us. And they'll get a chance to know what the whole Showtime Magic Treehouse school's tour is all about.
Yeah.
And so we really are, it's really a great place for them, for the younger kids to progress toward.
And they do, one of the things that's great about the programs that we do is these kids really bond through the process. Every time they're in something. In Christmas Carol, they bonded. In, you know, any time. So as they come in, the older kids, the more experienced kids, will take them, bring them into the fold, and will teach them things and help them through the process. And then they start to understand how it all works, and they just stay with it. And it becomes, you know, they become part of the BTG family. Certainly the youth production BTG family, for sure.
And at the same time, we do have kids who don't know much about us at all, and they mm-hmm. come out and they audition, and many times they become part of the program as well.
Yeah.
So it's really an open, inviting, diverse group that we are fortunate to have every year.
How is it, Kathy Jo, directing the kids? And full disclosure, my daughter Kendall's been part of the program yeah. for many, many years.
She's great. We love her. How is it directing her?
Yeah, because I know I have two kids, and sometimes they get a little rambunctious. I mean, if somebody happens to mention the number 6-7, you can lose track for quite a while.
Yeah, that becomes a thing. They were doing that. The kids were doing that behind my back. At the last rehearsal, it was very entertaining. I couldn't figure out what they were laughing at. It's wonderful. I mean, look, I've worked with kids for decades. Mm-hmm. I love kids, and I think that that's important because you have to love them. You have to know. And sure, there's rambunctiousness occasionally. There's, you know, drama, but they love what they're doing, and I love watching them do it. And the other thing that I think, if I can stray briefly into my many years with my husband David Grover,
sure.
Kids can spot a fake from a mile away. I genuinely love them, and I don't try to pretend that I'm something other than what I am. I'm honest with them. I share my thoughts on the characters, on the story, on the themes, how I feel. They share with me. It just becomes a collaboration. And yes, there are moments where some discipline has to happen, and I'm not scared of it. You know, you have to say, hang on, sit down, please. But they're pretty good at responding to that. I don't have a lot of issues with the group in that way. So I really enjoy it. I mean, honestly, I think it keeps me young. I think it keeps me happy. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
And I have to say, just from an outside perspective and watching Kathy Jo direct and having directed as a team, I like to think of KJO as a child whisperer. No, I'm serious. Yes, you love them, but you also have a real gift for meeting the kids where they are, and what you say about, you know, we really do meet them, and KJO never pretends to be anything other than she is. And the kids understand that. They get it immediately. Yep. So we're so lucky to have Kathy Jo as part of this program.
That's sweet.
We are here on a Tuesday morning with Kathy Jo Grover and David Adkins from Berkshire Theater Group, and we're talking about the BTG education program and the Magic Treehouse. We'll get into how the tour works in just a second, but if your kids aren't at, or if they are at some of the schools, they can come catch the show at the Colonial Theater this Saturday at 2 p.m. You can go to berkshiretheatergroup.org to get your tickets, and I understand the tickets are going fast.
I think they are.
They
think
sure
actually
are.
We heard yesterday that it was the biggest seller of last week. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, so of things that we have. So that's really exciting.
Call and get your seats right away.
Yes. And I can I throw something at you?
Throw everything at me.
One of the things that's really exciting about this, when we start this process with the kids, both casts rehearse together for a month. And they bond and they have a great time and they trade spots because that can happen throughout the year. And then when the tour actually goes out, when it starts, they separate and the groups travel on alternate Fridays. So when we get to this moment, we get to bring them back together. We're going to incorporate all, in this case, 15, because one of them is on vacation, but all of the kids from both casts in this one performance, which is what we're spending some time the previous week doing, is finding a way to incorporate them all, which is really fun.
Now, why do you have two casts?
Primarily because like I said, it's a big ask, and mm-hmm. it's also a big ask of their teachers and their schools to let them out every Friday, right? From the middle of October until the middle of June. So we alternate them so that they're not missing as much school. But we also have two casts because if one kid says, like, I have a really important math test, or, you know, something happens or they get sick, because kids get sick, we have a second person we can rotate into that spot on any given Friday, and then we just swap them around and try to give them a balanced performance schedule.
It's a really huge commitment. I mean, as much as Magic Treehouse is a learning experience for the kids who see the plays, it's a real learning experience for our actors because, as Keijo mentioned, we're often getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning and getting to the theater at 7:15 and loading the van and then traveling an hour or even 2 or 3 hours away, setting up the stage, getting our mic packs on, and then performing for the kids. And sometimes we have a break and do a second show, and then we're packing up and loading the van again, and then traveling back to the theater. And by the time we're getting home, it can be 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or even 5 o'clock sometimes in the day. It's an experience where teamwork is really center stage.
Yeah.
The kids are so committed to this Magic Treehouse Schools tour. And it's really a beautiful and very impressive accomplishment on the part of these actors.
Yeah.
So 2, even 3 hours away, how far, what's the furthest place to travel
Woburn.
To?
Woburn.
At the moment, it's Woburn. Yeah. That's and we have more than one show a year. I'm going to take this off because it's going clink, clink, clink.
Yeah, by all means.
We have more than one show a year in Woburn at this point. We have a
really?
Couple of them. Yeah.
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 Well, we're having people reach out to us from all over, which is great. But we also we don't want to be traveling 3 hours every Friday.
Every Friday.
Let me tell you. But it is important that we reach out to some of these communities who really would like to have the Magic Treehouse Schools Tour. So, can I just jump in with...
By all means.
We've really bumped our Magic Treehouse Schools Tour to a whole new level this year because Mary Pope Osborne and Will Osborne, very generously, along with the Gilson Family Foundation, have provided us with a new sound system. We now have body mics, and we are now able to perform in spaces that were,
challenging.
If I say it nicely, were problem. Yeah, challenging. I was going to say problematic, but we've just been able to inaugurate our new sound system, and watching the difference with the audience response is just extraordinary. The kids are able to follow the story in a way that they hadn't before. So we've really upped our game. And the reason is we're performing in a lot of very interesting spaces. We're not always performing in a theater or an auditorium.
Sometimes gymnasiums are quite frequent in the process.
Gymnasium,
we all have a thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So, and some of those spaces are acoustically unforgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have had, you know, people say, are you bringing a sound system? Because our space is really challenging. And we have had a sound system, but now we have a supercharged sound system. And it's because, you know, I went to Mary Pope and Will Osborne and I said, look, this will take us to a new level. And they were like, well, let's do it. And it made finding the other resources possible within weeks. So we've really upped our game, and we're very proud of it, and we're proud of the kids as they step up to this new and interesting challenge, because they also have to set up this sound system, which yep. is technically very interesting, so to speak. So
It's complex. They always put the sound system together. They always did all of that stuff. But this sound system is so far above what we were using in terms of all the pieces. And they still have to be responsible for making sure all of those wires are properly connected and everything. And then they have to do their own, you know, mic pack and make sure that it's all together. And it's a lot of work. To just throw this in, it pays off in many ways. We've had a number of our kids go on to go to college to study theater. And in a lot of colleges, the first year of theater is really not an acting moment. They do what's called a tech rotation in a lot of the mm-hmm. schools. And our kids are so far above where most of the kids around them are because they've done their tech rotation with this tour. And they understand all of the whys and the hows that we do this. So it's beneficial in a lot of ways for all of us.
Well, that's great to hear, because there's nothing, you know, you go to high school musicals and things like that, and there's nothing more frustrating than not being able to hear and, you know, just not being able to follow along. And I would imagine, you know, for me as an adult, as frustrating as that is, and you're just get knocked out of it, how much frustrating is it for a 9-10-year-old who's seeing this for the first time?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So the kids do everything themselves as far as setting up the tech stuff and
yep.
How elaborate is the set that you bring?
So the set, this particular set isn't extremely elaborate. It's a series of pipe and drape things mm-hmm. and a platform and some additional pieces. Sometimes they're more elaborate. Sometimes, I mean, we've had them with, I don't know, mechanical elements and platforms and cubes and walls and things. But it is, our designer, Randy, who usually designs the set for us, he does take into consideration, like, this thing has to come apart. The kids have to take it apart. It has to fit in that van. We think about all that. They think about all that.
Sure.
And so this one is primarily pipe and drape and a platform with some add-ons. It's a lot about what the actors bring to it. So it depends on the year. It depends on the... I mean, we've had them where we had a sort of a drawbridge thing going on. We've had a variety of things. Yeah.
So let's sort of go back to the very beginning here. Okay. You have the audition process. Mm-hmm. What are the age groups you accept in the audition process?
For the touring production,
yes,
we start at 13 and up. And we go up as far as we need to go. In this case, sometimes we've had it where the oldest kids in the show are still in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have adults or kids that are in college in the show. It sort of depends on the mix and where we're at with that.
And we have a lot of former BTG plays students who are either in college or have come back from college, and they show a lot of interest still. They want to be part of our program. Many of them are in our production of Christmas Carol, and mm-hmm. I thought it was really important this year, particularly, to mix the ages a little more than we usually do. There is so much mentorship potential in a program like this, where you can have a freshman working alongside someone who's in college or has graduated from college. Being around someone with more experience is really great for younger actors. They see discipline modeled for them and commitment. And the other thing I want to throw in here is Showtime with Shakespeare is a hip hop musical.
Oh boy!
Yeah, which is really great. It's so, you know, it really shows how Magic Treehouse, the Magic Treehouse team, Mary Pope Osborne, meets the kids where they are,
yeah.
And so it's a hip hop musical, and we brought in an outside choreographer. Usually, most of the time, Keijo does the choreography, but I thought, hey, Keijo, what if we bring in an outside choreographer? And she was like, yes, let's do it. And so we got Serena Saunders, who is a Pittsfield hip-hop artist, and she came on board, and the kids immediately fell in love with her. And she really... what can I say, Keijo? I mean, it really just lifted... the whole show to
the
a
whole show
level.
Is lifted. I mean, she's a professional. She knows the genre so well. She knows the history of it. She absolutely came in prepared and gave them, you know, real hip hop choreography. But she also really threw herself into the process. She did not have a lot of theater experience. She works with Youth Alive and she does a lot of things, but she didn't have a lot of theater experience. And when she started doing that, when she started listening to the other, you know, portions of the creative team talk about the storytelling and talk about she really dug in and she started to use the language. She watched in the middle of Showtime with Shakespeare, there is a performance or a piece of a performance of Midsummer Night's Dream. She watched three different versions of Midsummer Night's Dream because she wanted to understand that story like as much as possible. That's the kind of commitment that is just, you know, it's I love it, the kids love it, but you feel it, you experience it in the room the way she really poured herself into it. And it's fabulous choreography. I mean, and they love doing it. They really are having fun doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. The real thing is important. Having the real... The real movement is just essential.
Well, and you said earlier the kids can spot a fake
exactly.
smile away.
Yes. Exactly. That's right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So we do the auditions. Mm-hmm. Does everybody who audition gets cast, or do you have to unfortunately let people know that?
It depends on the show. Mm-hmm. It depends on the number of kids that show up. It depends a little on what kind of conflicts they have. Right. With this show, it is a smaller group of kids that usually auditions because they are aware of how big of a commitment
right.
it is. So we can usually use almost all of them for this show. When you get to the next thing, to James and the Giant Peach, which is our spring musical, and it's third through ninth grade, you know, if it's anything like Matilda was last year, we could have over 100 kids show up. Can we put over 100 kids on stage? That's probably not going to be up to me, but I mean, because you know, I just put everybody in everything. But yes, usually do have to make some
eyes
decisions.
Begin to cross.
That's right. I mean, costuming 114 kids is
that's
a lot
not
of
fun.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Actually, it is a lot of fun, but it is problematic. Let me tell you.
Yes.
Yes, I know exactly. We want to have everyone with us as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We do, when we have our big casts, we try to have large choruses so that we can have everyone. Of course, every play only has a certain amount of actual characters,
right.
so we are constrained by that. But we do make every effort to get everyone involved. It's interesting too because in the last couple of years we have been having, you know, 100 or a little over 100 people come and audition, and this year, with in just 24 hours, Our numbers were already extraordinary once the announcement went out.
For James and the Giant Peach.
Yes. So, which is wonderful, which is wonderful. We even have to expand the number of days we have the auditions.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we try to have as many as possible, but we have to do it in a way that's going to work for everyone, including the artistic team.
Sure, and we'll talk more about James and the Giant Peach coming up in just a little bit. But back to the beginning. We do auditions. We unfortunately may or may not have to let some people go. You're not just casting and then jumping in the van and going off to the first show.
No.
Talk to me about the rehearsal process and how much time is put into in that rehearsal process to get ready for the show.
So we will rehearse at least 4 days a week in the evenings after school, 6 to 9:30 usual general time slot. And then we will rehearse one of the two weekend days for all day, like 10 to 5, 10 to 6, with a lunch break in the middle and just really kind of hammer out some of the stuff that we need to do. We do that for 4 weeks.
Yeah, we try for 4 weeks.
And then we have a week of, we call it tech week, where the production elements are added, whatever those are, whether it's sound stuff or scenery or costumes, and have them do that. And then out, so it's about a 5-week process.
Which also includes rehearsing, taking the set down,
right,
loading it into the van,
right,
pulling it out, and putting it back up again.
Once we hit the tech week, we have to do all of the pieces of it. And then we will do what we call brush-up rehearsals from time to time, especially at the beginning of the process, or if we have a big break during
the
Christmas
holidays.
Carol, during the holidays. We have a lot of time where we don't have performances. School is off for 2 weeks. So we want the kids will do their homework, but we also want to bring them back in and just remind them of some of the stuff.
Is there a point you go out to a show and it's sort of a mess and you're like, we got to have a little rehearsal?
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
the answer is yes. But the other part of that is the audience can't tell.
Right.
No, of course.
It's we can tell.
We know. The kids
know that when people are off, or the dance steps are off, or the harmonies aren't correct. The kids really don't know that. But we do demand a certain level of
consistency
and I was going to say professionalism.
Yes.
And which is important. For them to know that they have to hit a certain level that we expect from them, which is reasonable. But it's also understandable that after 3 weeks of the holiday, going out there, not having done the play in a while, presents its challenges.
Sure.
So we do have brush-ups. But there are times where Keijo has to say, that wasn't so great.
Yeah. We had some problems there, kids. I think you know what they are.
Is it like, I remember, playing sports in high school and not having a particularly good game and getting in the van on the ride home. And it was not a fun van ride.
I remember, too.
Yeah. Is this sort of the same thing, or is it more of an upbeat group?
I'm going to say it's more of an upbeat group. It's very rare that I have to, sound like a coach in that respect, right?
You really blew it today.
Oh my god! They generally know when they are off before I say anything to them, right? And they are aware of it, and I will say, so do we need to do a little homework around that? Yes, they, right? But no, we still. For me also, it's important. I drive the van primarily with the kids in it. And it's important that those parts of the day also are a time where we all get to bond and where we also get to breathe, right? So I don't want it to be especially a 3-hour drive of me going, I don't know what is wrong with you children. That's just not how it goes.
But it's also, I mean, the phrase, a teaching moment.
A teaching moment. It's a teaching moment.
It becomes a teaching moment, really. It's a time to address all of the elements that go into having expectations at this level. And, you know, it is kind of like... It is a team sport.
It's a team sport.
It is a
for
team
sure.
sport, and we very much there are a lot of similarities with sports. Yes. I mean, it's a physical endeavor. These kids are dancing their hearts out.
Oh my gosh!
And along with you know
singing.
The lines and the singing, which is also a kind of athleticism.
Yeah.
So. But we very much make it a teaching moment. I know you're trying to say something.
Yes. No, you're backing away. I tend to approach it personally from a point of asking them. How did we feel about that? Let them share what they noticed, mm-hmm. what they felt funky about, and how can we fix that? And it becomes a conversation.
They
and they do know, because that's the thing. We have always tried to ask that professionalism, that level of professionalism from them. And they've met that bar over and over again. So part of that is that they know, they really do know, okay, I missed that. That wasn't, I forgot that note, whatever it was. And they fix it. They do. I trust them.
Yeah.
I really trust them to do that. Because we've been teaching them, because they've been teaching each other, and because they are good kids.
And which is also part of what's great about having some of the older kids, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because they show up. And we're asking kids to show up.
Yeah.
Which I think is really, really important, because they're going to have to do it once they leave
right.
us, once they leave high school, it's really teaching them the fundamentals of being a future adult.
Yes.
And we don't expect our kids to, you know, be professional actors. What theater arts does is help us create fully rounded human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our goal, really. And to reach these kids, many of them underserved, throughout the county and wherever we go, and they can look at these kids and say, I could do that too. And mm-hmm. at the same time, you have these powerful messages that have really important life lessons that is just so impactful.
Yeah.
And so getting back to the ride in the van, they know when it hasn't mm-hmm. been perfect. But it's also really fun to see something go wrong on stage and watch these kids keep
just
going
figure it
and
out.
Fix
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's really impressive. It is so impressive to watch the growth and the problem solving that comes along with what we do.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of disappointing van rides, if I don't take a break, Sean's going to take me in a van
okay.
yell at me.
We don't want that.
It's not going to be good. We're here with Kathy Jo Grover and David Atkins from Berkshire Theater Group Education Department, and we will have more with them coming up on the other side here on Morning Drive on WTBR.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
Are you ready to volunteer? Does your organization need volunteers? Let Berkshire United Way be your guide. We can help you use your time and talent to serve people in our community. Visit volunteerberkshireuw.org or call us at 413-442-6948 to get started or learn more. Again, that's 413-442-6948.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Welcome to back to Morning Drive here on a Tuesday morning. And again, we have pre-recorded this show. I am on vacation in Florida as this show is airing. So the Super Bowl hasn't happened yet. So I don't know what happened in the Super Bowl. So I don't know whether or not to be excited or depressed. But I flew down Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, to watch the game with my dad in Florida. It's either going to be a really good time or a really bad time. We'll find out. We'll know at this point as it's airing. We're here with Kathy Jo Grover and David Adkins from Berkshire Theater Group, the Education Department. We talked a lot about Magic Treehouse, and I'm sure we'll get back to that. But let's talk about James and the Giant Peach. First off, that was like one of my favorite middle school books.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. That's great. And we talked about it all through high school. It was sort of an inside joke with our with my friend group in high school.
Oh, terrific.
My girlfriend at the time wore a peach dress to prom, and I had to match the peach, so they called me James and the Giant Peach all throughout the prom. And nice. So it's one of our favorites. Talk to us about the audition process.
Okay.
For this show.
So the auditions will be on February 23rd mm-hmm. from 6 to 9 p.m. And get onto the website yep. and sign up.
You have to pre-register.
We want to see you there. Our age groups are?
Third through ninth grade is what we're doing with this one.
Right.
And so an opportunity for that younger group to have kind of more of a bigger role, figuratively, yeah. In the process and in the show.
Yeah, why go with the younger demographic this time?
You know, the program over the years has been through many changes, and we used to do really little kids. We used to do three a year where we did the really little kids, and then we did sort of the middle school age mm-hmm. kids, and then we did the high school college kids. And then, so many other things.
There was a summer show,
which included high school, college, little ones in a rotating ensemble. Adult. I was in some of those shows years ago.
Right.
Like so many other things, post-COVID, the model for a lot of it changed temporarily.
Sure.
There was some shifting going on. We came back. We did just a high school show. We did Footloose. And now as we're moving forward and we're starting to put some of those programs back in place, we're going to do the spring show with a younger group. and then potentially have a show later in the year.
Yeah, I think everyone should keep their eyes open for an announcement for this summer.
Yeah.
Yes, what Kathy Jo says is correct. We last season in this slot, we did Matilda, which was a huge success.
Excellent. Yeah, absolutely excellent.
It really was. We really knocked it out of the ballpark, as they say. And as we began to look at this season, we've been trying to have a community show, as we sometimes call it, in the summer. So that's going to be happening again this year. So we've gone back to the model where we have this age group highlighted for the spring production. And it works well. It fits perfectly into the way this season is going to work. And we're really, really excited about it.
And also it gives us an opportunity to start working in more in depth with some of those younger kids to get them to the next place, right? Because sad as it might be, many of our students graduate and they go away.
That's right.
And we miss them very much, but
this summer,
but there's always more.
But this summer we will also have an opportunity for them to come back and be in the summer production. So it's a way to really focus on a younger age group and give them the experiences that they want and need. And we can also, you know, fulfill our mission, which is to keep working with the students who've left and who want to come back.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're confirmed, because earlier you said you may want to possibly keep an eye on your email, super cagey.
And then
you came out and said there is going to be a summer show. So.
Oh, did I say that?
It's okay. I think that you and I are a little like Tom Holland and Mark Ruffalo are with the Avengers. Like, don't put them on.
Breaking news. Exactly. There's going to be a summer show this year.
Yeah, BTG will be announcing the whole season very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Excellent. And so rehearsals for how many? You had a ton of people for Matilda.
50-something people we had for Matilda, yeah. Well, the interesting thing about James and the Giant Peach is, particularly in this musical form that it is in, which has great music, I have to say. I love the music. Is that it's really an ensemble piece. It's not like, you know, two leads and then a bunch of... There are a lot of interesting characters that are kind of constantly in the mix here, both protagonist, antagonist. There's a lot of things going on, so there's a lot of meat for a larger group of kids, which I'm very excited about.
Yes, it is one reason why we chose it. Yeah. I mean, when I looked at it, I thought this fits perfectly. Mm-hmm. It gives us the opportunity for a lot of interesting creativity, for a lot of bang for its buck.
Yeah.
And the creative team who created this musical, which is the junior version, really opens it up with more characters, which gives us a lot of opportunity.
And talk about the commitment that's going to be required for people who are auditioning for the show.
So in terms of the audition itself, that's laid out in the notice, but they're going to come in, they're going to learn music. We're going to ask them to sing, to learn it, and then sing it one at a time so we can You don't have to prepare something in advance. We will do a little bit of movement. We will do a little bit of reading. Some of that will happen in the callbacks. In terms of the commitment, if you are cast in the show, then we start with that model of the 4 nights a week at least that we're doing 6 to 9, 9:30 in that range. One of the 2 weekend days, we will do a long day where we will get a lot of stuff under our belt. As we approach, and this is important, as we approach the April vacation, school vacation, that becomes our tech week. So we do expect you to be here and with us pretty much all day, every day for that week of vacation. At the, I think it's the Thursday night of that April vacation week, we open the show. Is it Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we will run it through that whole weekend, a couple of 2-show days, and that's the performances. So that's the commitment you're making.
And the commitment also, I mean, if you have, there are a few larger parts, quote unquote, and some people will rehearse a little bit more than others.
Right. That's right.
So some of the choruses will not necessarily be rehearsing 4 or 5 days a week.
Right. The reason,
but you need to be available.
You need to be available. Yes. Because, right, because I mean, you know, like the inner workings of what we do. There are, we have a rehearsal, everybody leaves, and then the creative team sits down, and Maureen, who's our incredibly amazing stage manager, we love her, we sit there and we go, okay, what are we going to be able to do tomorrow night? And we have to look at the conflicts that were given to us back at the beginning of the process, and we have to figure out who's there and who's not there and what we need, who we need to do this scene or that scene. And it becomes, it's a really complex juggling act, and it takes us a while. So we ask you to let us know if there's anything in the way of that right from the beginning of the process for all of those days, knowing that you won't necessarily be called for all of those days, but that you could be called for any of those days. I think that's the important part.
Yeah. Our conflicts list is the most daunting piece of paper we face, which is, you know, we want all of our kids to be really engaged in so many activities.
Yeah.
After school,
yeah.
In school, we want them to be part of all of that. When you're getting closer to opening, when we did Matilda, I just have to say, I don't think we had a full cast until our final dress rehearsal.
Really? I mean, that was a massive cast, so I guess I can understand that.
Cast. Yeah. It was really an interesting challenge, so to speak, because we always had, you know, some of the students were doing other activities, whether it's sports or another show at a different venue. So the conflicts list is really challenging. Now, when we have parts in shows like Matilda where there are larger parts, we sometimes have to require that your conflict list isn't too large.
Right.
Yeah.
So we can only accommodate so much.
Is that part of the audition process as well? Because I know people fill out a conflict list.
Yes.
And does that sort of tip the scales on who's getting what role?
It can. I'm going to say that it can.
Mm-hmm.
Because we if you're not there, we can't do it. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? We can't do it without you. So it does affect, you know, if we're looking at a big chunk of time that's really close to... That's problematic that you're going to be in, I don't know, the Bahamas or wherever I'd like to be. it's a problem. It can be a problem, yes. So we do have to take that into consideration as we're working, you know, towards like that final cast list. Absolutely.
And of course, if you're planning on going to Disney or the Bahamas or on a cruise during April vacation, the show isn't for you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You can't zoom in on on opening night and do your part.
Yeah, no. And the other thing about casting, which is an interesting challenge, is, you know, we're having 100 and probably more this time.
Wow.
Audition, and we want to include as many people as we can. I mean, we want to bring in new people,
mm-hmm.
new young people. So casting, it's another reason why I like to have the large casts, because it enables mm-hmm. us to have as many as possible. And we have to give opportunities to people who haven't had one yet. I mean, we have some people who audition once or twice and then get cast. So we really work to include everyone.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a process, you know, the conflicts and things along those lines. I mean, castings seems like it's a pain from no matter any direction, because there's such great competition.
It's a lot of competition, and there's so many elements to mm-hmm. it, right? And each character has their own, you know, vocal range that they have to be able to handle with some, you know, grace. And some of them have to be really, you know, really good dancers, and some of them have to be really good actors and maybe don't have such a big vocal range. So you have to sort of consider all of the pieces of that, yeah.
Yeah, and we also really work to keep it from being competitive.
Right.
If that
right.
makes sense.
No, I get it.
We really want an atmosphere of, you know, camaraderie mm-hmm. and working together as a team. Yeah. So the numbers is what makes it tricky.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any sort of, I know you want to keep the camaraderie and get rid of the competition. Have you guys run into... you know, sort of jealousy factors within casts
so.
That you know of anyways.
I mean, I know of.
Probably they don't share a lot of that stuff with us.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, my experience is that they've generally been really good and understanding and they get it.
And supportive of each other.
And they support, that's something we see all the time.
Which is amazing.
Once we're in the room and we're doing the thing, they really do support one another, which is... It's important. I mean, it is the word ensemble is what we use, right? It's our word for team. It's really important that they do that, that they become an ensemble. And they do. They seem to do it really naturally for the most part. I mean, you know, you have third through ninth graders. You're going to have some moments. That's a given. And honestly, we all have our moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've had a day or two.
You have?
Recently,
I've never noticed that.
Cranky, I'm just going to say. but they help each other through that too. And they understand that and we understand that. So it definitely seems to be much more of a family dynamic, a positive family dynamic. It's interesting because it's a sort of a story about a found family in some ways, James and the Giant Peach.
So... James of the Giant Peach, why don't we just rehash when auditions are, and if you have somebody, I would think people in the third through ninth grade aren't listening to this program, but if you have a third or ninth grader in your life that's getting the itch, that wants to be involved, how do they get involved with the auditions? When is it, and how do they reach out?
So it's February 23rd from 6 to 9, and we will have callbacks as needed the following day. What I always like to say is, if you're not called back, you still might be in the play.
Yeah.
And you can go on to our website, and there's information there. Do you have Allison's email by any chance? All the information is on our website. And you do need to register.
You need to register. You can't just show up.
Right.
You're going to email auditions@berkshiretheater.org. Auditions@berkshiretheater.org.
Is it berkshiretheater.org or berkshiretheatergroup?
It's actually berkshiretheater.org.
Okay.
Theater is spelled T-R-E.
T-H-E-A-T-R-E. We have to say that often,
okay.
Frequently. That's important. There's also a part of this notice that I want to say. High school students grades 9 through 12 who are interested in supporting this production, right? Stage management, backstage, things like that, can also send an email to that auditions@berkshiretheater.org and say that they're interested in that. You know, maybe they want to run a follow spot or...
I have to say, it's really extraordinary that a lot of the kids want to work backstage.
Mm-hmm.
They want to help us with the rehearsals. They just want to be in the atmosphere of the theater. Which I think really, really says a lot about, well, theater in general.
Right.
It's not just us, but theater in general, and the
about
program
yes.
that we have. They, if they're not in the play, they want to be part of it. So often.
It's great.
Now, before we run out of time, one last plug. So auditions@berkshiretheater.org. If you want to be involved in James and the Giant Peach, there's information up on their website as well.
Yes.
But let's circle back to what's coming up this Saturday at the Colonial Theater. It is the Magic Treehouse
Showtime with Shakespeare is the title of the show, based on the book Stage Fright on a Summer's Night, which I think is book number 25. Magic Treehouse. With both of our touring show casts combined into one cast.
It's a hip-hop musical.
All right.
It's really fun.
It's
a little introduction to Shakespeare, and it's
a message about theater.
And it's a message about theater. It's a message about friendship.
Yeah.
And it's a message about making friends and taking care of each other.
Excellent. So that's, again, go to the website. You can get tickets for that. Tickets are selling out. It's one of the, I heard we were very close to a full house for that.
It's a hot ticket, yes. I have no idea. I mean, I don't...
I don't know if we're close to selling out, but I do know that this week the ticket sales just really, really
skyrocketed.
Bumped.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, get your tickets now if you want to go see it. And it's a great opportunity for me, who doesn't get to see the show because I don't get to go to the schools to see the shows there, to see Kendall, my daughter, be a part of it. So,
yes, exactly.
Really cool aspect of that. So, I'm really looking forward to it. Kathy, Joe Grover, David Adkins, thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking about all the wonderful things going on at Berkshire Theater Group. And I'm sure we'll have you on as we get closer to James and the Giant Peach.
Super.
So
thank
wonderful
you.
To be here. Thank
We're
you.
We're really grateful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in today on this Tuesday morning as. I am in sunny Florida golfing at this moment and as this show airs. And it's going to be pre-recorded again tomorrow, too. And I'm excited to have comedian Kevin Bartini join me on the program. I haven't spoke to him on air in probably over 10 years, so I'm really excited for that. Tune in tomorrow at 7:30 here on WTBR, and we will chat then. Enjoy the rest of your day.